The United States declared war on Germany in April 1917 and then on Austria-Hungary in December of that year. Americans had minimal active combat participation in Europe until the spring of 1918. By that summer, American troops were arriving in Europe at a rate of thousands per day. Back in Buffalo, young men heeded the call of Uncle Sam, whose finger pointed to them from a poster which famously read, "I want you."
Tremendous outpouring of support towards the war efforts. In 3 days, 19,000 young men signed up to go to war for the United States.
Mary Jean Jakubowski is director of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library System, which in November opened an exhibit named Buffalo Never Fails, The Queen City and World War I. It features artifacts including uniforms, helmets and pieces of equipment, and a multitude of posters, some featuring anti-German propaganda, others encouraging local support for the war effort through war bond purchases, volunteerism, and even one poster encouraging boys to pursue vocational education so they may work in industry essential to the cause. Jakubowski says many of the items are on loan from the public.
You know, even the materials that are from our own collections here at the library, they belong to the people of Erie County. They are their collections, and so bringing these collections out for all to see is something that is very important to all of us.
Some of the items being displayed will show how Buffalo played a role in World War I, even before the United States got involved.
We also have portions of the exhibit that speak to our neighbors to the north in Canada, because the Polish army was recruiting just right over the bridge here, and that's an important role on the thousands and thousands and thousands of young men who came through the city of Buffalo to join the Polish National Army.
They sought to restore Poland as an independent nation, which happened in 1918. The exhibit will be changed every few months to keep it fresh. They are also taking care not to be too similar to the World War I exhibit currently being hosted by the Buffalo History Museum. Among those viewing the exhibit recently was Richard Nella, who has also been to the History Museum's exhibit.
When I was coming out, he asked me how it was, the curator of the Historical Society. And I told him, this shows the soul of Buffalo during World War I.
He was pleased with both, but quickly pointed out the differences.
This Lusitania was not there. That's very interesting, the films from 1915.
The Lusitania has a Western New York connection. When the British passenger liner was torpedoed by a German U-boat in 1915, those killed included Roycroft Campus founder Elbert Hubbard and his wife Alice. So why continue the library's display through January 2020? Jakubowski offered this.
The other thing that I think is absolutely important is the ability to be able to show the world, in essence, the civic pride that Western New York had and has, and what Buffalo had in a matter of civic pride during World War I.
Nella, who is a veteran of the Korea and Vietnam Wars, agreed with that sense of civic pride. It's something he and many others were not subject to upon returning from Vietnam.
Now they're trying and are making up for it in some fashion, although it's a long way after Vietnam.
But Nella is among Western New Yorkers who have the chance to look back to a time when Americans did come home, looked upon as heroes after serving over there. From the WBFO Veterans News Desk, I'm Michael Mrosiak.